Scheffler, who's just lighting it up. Two Canadian guys made the cut, Hadwin and Connors. And Tiger made the cut.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
This is a curling show, not the golfing show.
Hi, everybody. It's Jungle Jim Jerome coming out with a very special edition of Inside Curling. We do a regular show each and every week, and then when we have the big events. And this week is no exception, the final Grand Salami, Kev, of curling, the final Grand Slams in Toronto. The round robin is done. Playoffs are going to happen, so we're going to give you an update on that. And by the way, Warren, it's time to talk about the Grand Slam of curling. Each and every week we do our show. We've got sponsors. We couldn't do it without them. Thanks a lot to Jackpot City, Coyote Tractor, and Goldline. On the weekly show, Coyote Tractor brings you hot rock topics. If you have work to do, Coyote has the tractors, the UTVs, the ZTRs, and compact construction equipment to do it. Coyote, we dig dirt. Final Grand Slam of the year is not quite done. We're into the juicy part the weekend. The Prince's Auto Players Championship, we're going to get an update on that. Also, we brought this up our last show. There's a competition inside the competition, and Warren's going to give us an update on that. And you have an email, Warren, that you feel must be read.
Yes, and you're going to love it.
Okay, good. Oh, thanks. Okay. Warren, if you don't behave yourself, I'll go right back to the Masters. we're going to do that on our weekly show. Jackpot City brings you what's happening around the curling world. Jackpot City casino games perfectly made for you. The Players Championship in Toronto at the old Maple Leaf Gardens, the Princess Auto Championship. Kevin, you're working hard all day, and you had a special thing with Jennifer Jones after. So bring us up to date on everything.
Well, Kleenex boxes were out. They're in full force. Yeah, it was we didn't know going into the game this evening if there would be Jennifer Jones's last curling game or not. Mm-hmm. Had she have won, because Team Schwaller, Xenia Schwaller, she ended up having a 43-centimeter draw to the button, mm-hmm. which put her above Jennifer Jones, which meant if Jones beat Hasselborg, she would have been in a tiebreaker with Carrie Anderson. So okay. We knew that. After the draws to the button were done, we knew that, and the crowd knew it. Okay, so that sets the stage. Jennifer played an awesome game, so of course did Hasselborg. And it came right down to last rock. Hasselborg made a beautiful outturn tap. Jennifer Jones loses. So then the crowd, and the place was packed, right? It was a tremendous crowd. And the place, of course, then it erupts because that's Jennifer Jones's last game. So that it, and yeah, very touching for everybody. And oh my goodness, but a heck of a night at the Players Championship. Great games across the board, and that's all you can ask for from an entertainment standpoint. Just really hard for for all the people watching that. You can hard to believe that Jennifer Jones has done four-person curling. She is going to curl a little bit with Brent Lang, her husband, in like mixed doubles stuff. But as far as four-person curling, that was it today.
Wait, can you remember your very last game, Kevin?
I can. It was in Summerside PEI. It was the final of the Players' Championship.
Oh, okay.
And he won.
And we played Brad Jacobs, who had won the Olympics a couple months earlier, in the final and had a heck of a good game. But we ended up winning, and that gave me that 18th Grand Slam, which at the time tied Jack Nicklaus at 18 because Federer was at 16. Nobody else had got above 18. Now, of course, Federer's above 18. And Djokovic, so but that 18 meant a lot back then.
Did you know it was your last game, Kev, or did you?
I knew it a year out.
Oh, you
did. So it was going to be the last game. I was stuck at 17 slams. So for me, it was really big because I always tried to get that 18th one. It took 2.5 years though. There's so much pressure trying to catch Jack Nicklaus, and so that's why it meant so much to me. But anyway, now we're going into the playoffs. And, boy, there's lots to talk about here. On the women's side, you got who? Rachel Holman. Undefeated, of course. So she's only lost two games since January 1st. She's only lost 6 games this season. The last event she entered and didn't win, she lost the final in the middle of November to Team Gim out of out of Korea. She's won every event she's entered since the middle of November. Unbelievable. So she's into the semifinals, along with Vrano out of Sweden. Nat's the defending champion. So you got Holman on one side, Vrano on the other. You've got Gim, Team Gim, playing Hasselborg, who beat Jones tonight to get in. And you've got, of course, Terence Oney and Alina Petz playing Team Kim, Eunjun Kim, out of Korea.
Okay.
And now they reseed, Jim. This is important. So when, depending on who beats who, the number one seed, which is Holman, will always play the lowest seed. So when 3 plays 6, if 3 wins, then she'll play the 4 or 5.
Gotcha.
If 6 wins, right? So that's how it works.
Okay.
So that's important. That's different than what the world championships were like. On the men's side, you've got Team McEwen, who has just been lighting it up here. This is a slam he hasn't won. He has never won the Players' Championship. On the men's side, you've actually got 3 teams that have won the Players in Nikodine, Bruce Mowat, and Guju. And then you've got 3 that haven't won it in Retornaz, White, and McEwen. So it's going to be really good. Nikodine plays Retornaz on the one side, and Guju plays White on the other. And Mowat and McEwen are waiting in the semis. So there's an update.
You never hear those names in the top 3, Adine, Guju, and Mowat.
And Retornaz.
Yeah, you just, oh my God, who are these people? Who are these people?
That's right.
Hansen, what do you got for us? What are your observations so far?
Well, overall observation would be, I think all the players are a little tired here in this last event of the year. When you look at the percentages overall compared to the 2 world championships, they're down a bit. And some of the teams we'd expect to see up at the top of the ladder, they're at the bottom of the ladder. Teams like Dunstan, Butcher. Mm-hmm. And on the women's side, Laws has really, really struggled. Constantini, Einerson has struggled. So I think it's the end of the year. Everybody needs a rest. But as Kevin mentioned, the teams are at the top. Mike McEwen has got to be the highlight of the week. I mean, he's really lighting it up without question. And he's well on his way to being in the final, I think, if he keeps going like he has. He's the high percentage scorer on the ice at 90%. Right. And there's really no other team that's in that category. On the women's side, Rachel Holman is at 84, but most of the other teams are near the top or in the 80s somewhere. So not too many players in the 90s, which tells you it's the end of the season and it's been a long year.
I probably know the answer to this, Warren, but obviously, would you like to see this thing 2 weeks later, so close to the world? I mean, those guys had to get on a plane after they threw their last rock.
It's, again, a very tight schedule, so this isn't the end of the season. And there's another big event happening here, and it's a week between this one and that one, because there has to be, and that's the World Mixed Doubles Championship. So there's really no spot to move this another week. So this is the problem.
4 weeks later.
Yes. March and April are just so crowded. And, you know, there was a movement afoot a few years ago when I was even still with Curling Canada to move a bunch of these championships into other parts of the year to get them all out of March and April. And a little bit of an effort was made in that regard, but not one that was big enough. And I think they've got to look at that again. They've got to start spreading these things out, run all these lesser events, the world championships, in the fall of the year. And reserve March and April for the men's, women's, and mixed doubles. And they're just overcrowding it too much with the schedule for those 2 months. It's crazy.
So there you have it. We're down to our final 6 teams. We did some picks, Warren. I thought I picked. Did you make us each pick 2? I forget what we did last time. But
yes, I did, Jim.
You know what, Warren? I'm going to tell you something that's very frustrating for me, boys. I have been picking McEwen at every frickin' event. Okay? I have been all year long. I've been picking McEwen. I'm down in Palm Springs, okay? I haven't had time to look, okay? And I raced through my picks last week. I go, I don't know. So I don't pick McEwen, and I get it from Warren. Look out, world. Here comes McEwen. I'm like,
damn. Yeah, well, let's first look at the women. You picked Holman and Einerson, which probably 2 pretty good picks, so you're 50%. Warren picked Terenzoni and Gim, 100%, and Kevin picked Rana and Kim. 100%. So
oh, no.
As a group, we're 5 out of 6. Not bad.
Yeah.
Now on the men's side, this is the good news for you, Jim, the men's
Thank
side.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you.
You picked Adin and Gushu. They're both in there.
Wait a step out, Jimmy.
I picked Butcher and White. Butcher didn't make it. Oh, Kevin no. Peck, Kevin Peck, Moat, and Cooey, and Cooey didn't make it. So we're 4 for 6 on the men's side, and Jim, you're the champion on men's Woo-hoo! Side.
Big Jimmy. Yeah. Nice. Who needs McEwen? I don't need McEwen. Yeah. Okay, now we got to look at Jimmy. You guys, do I need to remind the listener that you guys are in the World Curling Hall of Fame, and I'm winning these picks here? Uh-huh. So we're down to the 6th, Warren. Now we're picking the winners who will be the teams that make it into Sunday. You guys go first.
We go first. Okay, so we got a little bit of dancing here, and so let's first look on the women's side. I'm going to say Homan and Terenzoni. On the men's side, I'm going to go with McEwen. I think he's flying. I think he's going to be there. The other team, I think, that's going to tough it out, I think it's going to be between Gushu and Mowat. If Mowat and Gushu play in that semi, I'm going to go with Gushu. Gushu and McEwen, Canadian final.
Kev, women.
Women, I'm going to go, you can't go against Holman. Charmel's never loses. So I'll go Holman and Vrano. And on the men's side, I will go Nicodine and Ross White.
Well, we really should only pick one team in the women's because I'm picking Holman too. Yeah, right. So we all got Holman.
If we would have asked the full stadium tonight,
yeah,
99% would have picked Holman.
Your other choices would be Gim, Hasselborg, Rana, Terenzoni, and Kim.
I'm picking Hasselborg. I'm picking the Borg.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. They're playing pretty
Rach
good.
Rach and the Borg.
Yep.
Sounds like a movie. Rach and the Borg.
And the men?
Adin, eh, keeps saying, he was funny. He said, I don't stand a chance. He thought he'd go 0-5. He's in the playoffs, right? I'll go Adin,
yep.
And McEwen.
You're back on the McEwen train.
I'm back on the McEwen
bandwagon. Well, I think that's a pretty good selection. I'm there too. I mean, he's he played the Brier, and he's playing here extremely well. That team seems to be melding pretty good. I thought all year they're to some degree a little bit underrated. Colton Flash can be very outstanding. I think his problem over time has been is to be consistent. But if he's clicking, he's as good as there is. So not a bad choice. There we go.
Hopefully we sit down to do this tomorrow night. Jimmy Boy, we're coming through. Warren, this means a lot more to some of the teams than the other teams. You said there's a pretty serious competition within the competition.
Yes, there's a little sub-competition going on the men's side. And the women's side, as we said in the last show, it's pretty much determined. But the men's side, we knew for sure going to this that Botcher and Gushu were going to be two of the spots in the Brier next year out of the four. But the other two spots were going to be kind of between three teams, McEwen, Carruthers, Jacobs, and Dunstan. And that all played out today. So McEwen does win the Brier sweepstakes in this event, and he grabbed wildcard spot number 3. But the other one was pretty close. This is information that I've pulled off of Twitter from John Cullen, because he's the guy that's been doing all the math to stay on top of this. So the game tonight between Jacobs and Adin was a big one. If Jacobs had won that game, he would have been in, and Dunstan would have been out. But if he lost, which he did, that put Dunstan in. So Dunstan becomes in the final Brier sweepstakes. So we're going to have Brier teams are going to be Butcher, Gushu, Dunstan, and McEwen. And Cooey was the other one in the running. And, of course, they didn't do that well. So Jacobs and Cooey are going to the provincial playoffs next year. They aren't going to get the bye. So that's kind of a little interesting sideshow.
They still call it Team Jacobs, right?
Well, it's interesting to change that. So they call them Carruthers all year. I don't know why they changed here. You may as well have gone through the year and stayed the same. But it makes it a little confusing at the end of the season. All of a sudden, there's no longer a team Carruthers, right? It's now Jacobs. Anyway, it is what it is.
You confuse this host.
That's not hard to do.
Yeah. beautiful. On the weekly show, Goldline presents what is probably our most popular segment, Who's in the House? And we had great, we always have great guests on. Thanks to Kevin for lining up so many. We had Nicodine on right after he threw his last rock with 0.8 seconds or 8 seconds to go. And we had Nick Selsky on, who's the new owner, CEO of the Curling Group, who's taken over the Grand Slam. So Goldline Curling is proud to be the founding partner of United We Curl, a nonprofit focused on expanding diversity in curling. Learn more at unitedwecurl.com. Warren, before we cut away, you said you got an email.
I have to read this email because I knew it was coming from somebody. I warned you. Uh-oh. And it's an email dedicated to you, Jim.
Oh, no.
It says, Jimmy,
uh-oh,
I haven't met you yet. I've met Kevin and Warren, but if I do, I would love to remind you who has the gold medal in curling from the 28 Winter Games. And the best part of it is that USA beat Canada twice. Love the show, except when you trash my team. Shusty has earned the respect. Jerry Potter, the St. Paul Curling Club.
I'll have to. You know what? I thought the first time in my life, you know what? I'll just have a little fun. I'll just throw it out there. And I said, I don't know that much about John Schuster's team. I know they're great. And I thought, I'll just have fun, see if we get a reaction. I said, Schuster has no shot. Sure enough. What are you doing to me? You grabbed the email, eh? I knew it.
had to.
Okay. I'm gonna find one. I'm gonna start searching emails. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. Kev, big weekend in Toronto with the playoffs for the Prince's Auto Championship. We'll be looking forward to that. We're back tomorrow night with another special show to give you an update about who will be playing on Sunday. Good comments, boys, by all of you. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and thanks again to all our great sponsors. Also, Rod Paulson handles all our social media sides, particularly our Facebook and our Facebook group. Thank you, Rod, for doing that. Join us on Facebook or drop us an email, insidecurling@gmail.com. That's insidecurling@gmail.com, and we'll maybe read your email as we do on the regular shows.
Especially if you're getting after Jim.
Yeah. Keep those cards and letters coming, folks. Keep those cards and letters coming. Warren, look at that. I'm a little sunburned.
Well,
Kevin,
good.
I'm down in Palm Springs. And
the baby.
Yeah. And the guy ran at me today, said, sir, wear a hat.
Yeah, okay. Jim, you should be wear a toque.
I'm going to wear a toque tomorrow. Boys, let's make it a good night and a good day tomorrow. And we'll talk to everybody. We'll be back with another special edition of Inside Curling. We'll talk to you later, boys. See you on Saturday.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jimmy.